League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why? Alec Baldwin trending like crazy. So he and Russ cinematographer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed are both being charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Hala Hutchins. Hmm. And they could face up to 5 years in prison.
I mean, it seems, honestly, from the stuff that I've read and the way that it all went down, right. I mean, it seems pretty accurate at this point, right? Somebody lost their life. I mean, that is the number one thing. And somebody should be liable for that. I think that they probably could have handled this a lot differently when it first went down. There was a whole lot of finger pointing, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, so if you missed it and you didn't, or if you don't remember, Alec Baldwin was working on a movie set called Rust, and he had a gun and he fired it in a scene. They were shooting and the gun was loaded. It wasn't a fake. It was loaded. And poor Hala Hutchins, beautiful cinematographer, very talented, passed away. So now it gets a lot more complicated, which is why everybody is kind of like, arguing about it.
Well, there's a supervisor. There's a set supervisor, right? There's all these people.
Right. So this is the Santa Fe district attorney on the decision to charge Alec Baldwin.
We got the report from the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office. We initiated an extensive review. And once we read through everything and researched the case law and the law here in New Mexico, we realized that we believed that there was probable cause to charge Alec Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez-Reed with involuntary manslaughter.
Now, there's a third guy, but he took a plea deal. So he's kind of out of
the
picture.
So, I mean, he takes this plea deal and he probably gives them a little bit of information, a little bit of evidence, testimony or whatever, too, that they'll use against the other two.
Right. The district attorney was asked if there was a specific reason or like a thing that caused the decision. And this is what she said.
No, actually, I think it was the totality of the circumstances, that this was a really fast and loose set, and that nobody was doing their job. There were three people that if they had done their job that day, this tragedy wouldn't have happened.
Okay.
Listen, to me, again, it makes sense, because if you look at what the charges actually, he's not going to go to jail for this, all right? He's probably not, all right? He's probably going to get some sort of something, some sort of probation or suspended sentence, and certainly somebody should pay, and there's already been certain settlements or whatever.
Well, I want to get to that settlement, because that's where people are having, like, a lot of confusion.
Okay.
Because back in October, there was a settlement between Alec and Hala's husband.
The production crew as well, right?
Yeah.
The company, right?
Yeah, everybody was paid out undisclosed sums. We're never going to find out how much that is.
Sure.
And part of that is that Hala's husband would work as an executive producer to finish the movie, Rust.
Correct.
So all of a sudden, now these charges get brought up, and he puts out a statement, well, his representative puts out a statement, and says that they support the charges, that they're warranted, and it's a comfort to the family that in New Mexico, no one is above the law. So it's kind of interesting, because it's like, wait a minute, now you got to show up on set and work with this guy after he said that? It's so furry all around.
I mean, usually these things, the involuntary manslaughter and stuff like that, the main thing is you don't have intent for somebody to be injured. Was it reckless? Yes. Was there negligence? Yes. Should somebody be liable? Yes. But you typically do not go to prison when you don't have the intent to hurt somebody. You could go for a little bit, but I think it's highly doubtful that's what will happen.
It carries a minimum sentence of 18 months.
Yeah, they can suspend those sentences. There's a million ways that a judge can let you not go to jail. And I think that that's exactly what will happen here.
This is one of those things where you sit back and you just kind of wait and see what happens.
Right.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.